I can say to you, in making this CD, is that my life would never be the same. Where do we go from here?
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our pastor's message today, and we're truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Until we meet again this same time next week.
Tell me, where do we go from here? In your presence, how do we continue to live?
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands. This country, amen, for all of us, and we need this understanding, we need to see, amen. In the first book, anybody know what the first book is in? Genesis, amen, Genesis 1, amen, 27, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. That's a powerful word here that we need to look at. Amen. It's on our screen. Amen. Everybody see it? Amen. All right. Let's read. So God. Thank you so kindly. Amen. Amen. Did you understand that? So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Ain't God good? Ain't he good, y'all? This morning we're going to talk about, we was never on the bottom, always on top. Amen. You hear what I say? We was never on the bottom, always on top. Amen. Don't let nobody make you believe because we are black, we was on the bottom always. The words say we was always on top, everybody. Amen. 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 I know you've heard, you've seen. If not, I'm disturbed, but I'm not scared. Amen. I ain't scared. Amen. I know y'all saw this week or last week on radio and all the news about what the president put on there, he posts. It was wrong to put the face of an ape or a monkey upon the former president, Barack Obama, and his wife. Amen. Doing Black History Month. No month. You don't do nothing like that. Amen. Amen. He go hold the highest office, one of the highest offices. the first highest office I got, which is the man of God, preach the gospel. Amen. Y'all missed that. Y'all got it. See, y'all missed that. See, y'all disrespect the man of God. Everything, president, y'all call me by my name. But I am a man of God. I'm Pastor Rafferty Van Key Jones. I got the highest office. Read the book. It's in the highest office. Amen. I don't care who don't like it. Your mama, your dad, your grandma don't like it. See, that's why some of y'all ain't clapping right now. Check the book out. Check the book. Amen. The book ain't going to lie. Amen. I hold the highest authority. The highest office, the man, he holds the second. But still, the office he holds, my brother and sister, is disgrace. What they did, yes, I said it. If this is not racist, what it is? Amen? And they think we are going to not say nothing about it? The Bible said, cry loud, spare not. Anybody read that in the Bible? Huh? Don't sit down with your head hung down. Pick your head up. Amen. The Bible said, cry loud, spare not. We have to be true to this. We can't be saved where we justify wrong. Can't do it, huh? What kind of leader is this? Amen. If the head is messed up, the body going to be messed up. Those that following the head going to be messed up. Quit saying that, you know, well, it was just a joke. Well, it was about the Lion King. Now, look at the Lion King. He ain't had no ace in Lion King. Y'all just sit there, be quiet, huh? And we got to look at this because we can't be quiet about it. If you want to know, I'm Pastor Jones. Now, I approve this message. I'm not scared, amen? Because we got to understand, my brother and sister, what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. Amen? But I heard a white pastor say the black church need to get right. Well, let me tell you something. There is no black church or white church. It's Jesus' church. Bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. Bought and paid for with his blood. Amen? With his blood. So we are the church of Jesus Christ. We are blood washed, baptized, redeemed. People of God. Amen? Got to get that stuff straight, my brothers and sisters. Because you need to look at something. When people show you who they are, believe it. And he just proved and he asked him to apologize. And he said, I have nothing to apologize for. Amen. Amen. Yes, you do. But that between him and his God. Amen. But what I love about the former president, he never fought back. Sometimes you got to let people be ignorant. But they got some white brothers and sisters fighting. They fighting back because they know it's not right. They know it's not right. Amen? And when you know the truth, stand on the truth. Amen? Amen. Well, y'all don't believe me. You make me believe that, you know, we're always on the bottom, you know, and sometimes, you know, we're not on the bottom. The first thing I want you to recognize that we recognize the image of God in every person. Amen. Genesis 1:27, it says, so God created mankind in his own image of God, created them, male and female. He created them. Genesis 1:27, huh? It is also an important opportunity to recognize the image of God in each person. Regardless of their background, color, as Christians, we are called to love our neighbor and treat them with respect. You understand? As they were all created in the image of God. I read in the book in Genesis, God made man out of dust. Dust was brown and black. It wasn't white. Oh, y'all quiet in here. You need to know your history, huh? God did a miraculous thing that after he made us different color in his image, amen, to glorify him. Don't be ashamed of who you are, amen, in the image of God. So we are all are equal in God's eyes. Black, white, blue, yellow, we all equal in God's eye. I wish I had two or three, not ashamed to say amen. Huh? We all equal, but not in man's eyes. in man's eye, you know, if you got certain color, you don't stand. You are not right, huh? But in God's eye, God don't see no color, huh? We are all equal in God's eye, not in man's eye. That's why there is racism and injustice in the past. God don't see color. How can you be a Christian and be racist? That's not of God. Huh? They made it believe that we was on the bottom, but we was always on top. There's nothing wrong with the world, but the people in the world. This is not a black man or white man, blue man world. It's God's world. When he said make America great again, he really wanted to say make America white again. America was never white. America was colored. What God wanted to be. Y'all can sit down and be quiet. Y'all be quiet, huh? You got to read between the lines. This is God's country, God's world. That's why they don't want to teach black history in school no more, because they don't want our children to know black history. They don't want to know where we come from. They don't know the real struggle. And you know what? And you got to tell your children. And it's not the young one, no. It's this old folk. But then you got to balance that, because you got some crazy black people too. I ain't scared. I read a lot, and I just this week I listened to a black man supposed to be intelligent. He went to some Motown school, but he was very ignorant, because you say he disrespect number one President Barack Obama, but he disrespect a black man who married a white woman, or a black woman who married a white man, because you say you ought to stay in your race, but he forgot to read the Bible, huh? Because Moses was married to an Ethiopian woman. You can't tell people who not to marry. Long as people marry one another because they love one another. Not no race, huh? And he's very ignorant because I disrespect. You can't tell people who to marry, not marry. That's why we got some kind of problem in the church today. Because of that. Amen? What we need, my brothers and sisters, is black and white redeemed together. Then we can be one nation under God. Until then, you need to quit standing up to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States, one nation under God. We're not one nation under God until we come together. Ooh, preach it, Pastor Van Keith. What you think I'm doing? We were never on the bottom. We always was on top. Amen. We have to come together. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican. That's your choice. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. Amen. We recognize, number one, the image of God in every person. All right? The second thing is that we embrace the power of forgiveness. Huh? Matthew 6 and 12 is right there, my brother and sister. And he talked about forgiveness. He talked about forgiveness. And I like that, because you see, as a nation, we have to learn to forgive. Don't let forgiveness cause you to go to hell. Amen. He said, and forgive our debt as we forgive our debtors. But then NIV says, how he put it, that we embrace the power of forgiveness. Forgiveness, forgive us our wrong we have done, as we forgive the wrong that others have done to us. Y'all missed that, huh? Whatever somebody done to you, white, black, yellow, blue, you got to learn to forgive them. Amen? Forgive, huh? You got to learn to forgive what they've done to us or done to you. Hmm? The power of forgiveness is a key to our faith And it is very important to remember during Black History Month, we must forgive those who have wronged us. We must forgive. Don't hold that. Let it go. Let it go, huh? Ask forgiveness, huh? And ask forgiveness from those who have wronged. They may not forgive you. That's all right. You forgive them. That's the only way to move forward in the spirit of love and understanding. It is the work of healing the wounds of our past. Yes. Nobody can keep us down but you. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all. This may not be in a hoop and holler sermon this morning. I forgot to tell y'all. It's a teaching moment. You need to know something. So you should have been hooping and hollering when I was teaching when I started off. Forgiveness. We need forgiveness in the church, in the world. Make no difference what somebody done to you. You got to learn to forgive them. Because that's of Jesus Christ. Huh? What they done is between them and their God. Huh? Forgiveness is for you. Huh? It's for you. The power over you. Look, forgiveness is for you. Huh? If you don't forgive somebody, they have power over you. But when you forgive them, you got power over them. You understand? Yes. They done us wrong. Yes, they done you wrong. That's true. But as a child of God, you got to learn to forgive. Amen? You got to learn to forgive. Now, if you're not a child of God, you keep holding to that. And if you don't forgive, you're going to go to hell. You're going to burst hell right over, huh? If you don't forgive that person, they have power over you. But when you forgive, you have power over them. Don't hate your enemy. Love them. Don't hate your enemy. Love them. Hate is of the devil. Hate is not of God. Amen? I don't hate people. I love them. Because you can sleep good at night. Huh? You know what race is? Race is people who jealous because they can't be like you. Think about it. Because you're achieving something that they thought you'd never achieve. And when we learn that to our children and to us, that nobody can hold you down but yourself. Amen? Huh? Because you are a child of God. You got to forgive, huh? Dr. King had forgiveness in his heart. Huh? Yes, he did. He didn't fight with violence. He fought with the word of God. Huh? That's why we are where we are today, because of him. Amen? But because of him, I believe he's flipping in his grave. Because what some of us black people are doing right now, like it's in vain what he did, what he died for. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me this morning. Ah, it's a dirty job, but somebody got to do it. All that N-word. We making records, making billions and millions of dollars. N-word this, N-word that, N-word that. And then the white man go by it and play it in front of us. And you want to get mad. We made it. We calling one another that. I don't blame her. I will play it in front of you too. If you that ignorant, go make it and call it after Dr. King, men of the fought, that wasn't just not a name. And we act like it ain't that just a name. No, it's not a name. People died for that. But our children rapping with that, you know, paint hanging down, calling one another out their name, calling our black women out their name. Y'all ain't gonna say amen this morning. Disgracing one another. If we disgrace one another, what do we think other race going to disgrace us? We don't have respect for one another. Ain't nobody else going to have the respect. Preach, Pastor Van Key Jones. I'm trying to do my best. Pick your head up. Don't hold your head down. You know, when we was coming up, my age and a little older, we never did disrespect our women. Sister Bird, Sister Keys, we never disrespect our women. I don't care what they were. We never called them out their name. And now we know you just call, make it rapid, call women the B, like that's just something to say. That disgrace. Huh? We are more than that. We are better than that. We are peculiar people. People treat you the way you act. Act civilized. Act like you somebody. Amen? It's in the heart, huh? Some people, let me tell you, you got to understand, my brother and sister, some people, you got to put them in the hand of God. You can. How can you hate somebody because of their color or their skin or their race? And say, I'm going to heaven anyhow. You're not going to heaven anyhow. You're going to hell anyhow. Amen. We are made in his image. You got to have scripture to back that up. Did you read the scripture? We are somebody. We ain't no junk. We are made in his image. God said, let us make man and woman in our image. We are some. Now, what we turn out after that is us. God had nothing to do with that. He had nothing to do with that, huh? And he did not make a mistake. God didn't make no mistake. Remember, you got what it take. Huh? You got what it take to make it in life. Quit grumbling, talking about nobody want to give me no job. You can't get no job going to look for one at 12 o'clock. You got to get your behind up and go get a job early in the morning. Anybody can hold you back. You hold your own self back. All right? Amen? Because if God be for us, who can be against us? Are y'all in the house? I'm almost done, y'all. It's just, we need to understand this. You got to get some word. I give you something with scripture. Don't hate people. Forgive them. Because that's of God. And you want to show somebody love, treat them with love. But then we come to church dressed up and turn our nose up at some people. Dressed up too. And you hate people? Don't like some people? You ever thought about who are you not to like somebody? You ever looked at yourself? All God got to do is just cut you off. Cut your ass support off. Cut your bread off. God said, since you don't like them, I'm going to show you something, huh? The greatest enemy can be is ourself. Now, the Bible didn't say, you don't have to like people, but you got to love them. Got a whole lot of people I don't like, but I love them. Amen? Some of you don't like me because of my ways, but you got to love me. If you want to go to heaven, I hear y'all talking right now. He think he's all of that. I am all of that because God made me all of that. Amen? You got to be bold sometime. I ain't scared. I am all of that because God made me. I didn't make myself what I am. I am all of that. Huh? And you all of that too. You ought to rejoice and be glad about it. Ain't God good? You got to love people. Let me share something with you. Sometimes your greatest enemy can be your own Kanye. Jesus, help me. I I retired now, but I worked on job and I struggled. Because many times I'm the only black, but I struggle not just with black, white folk, but with black people. We're working on that that prison in Pollock, building that prison. And I asked a black guy, he from Alabama somewhere, I say, brother, you know, I need a job, man. I'm a welder. That rascal told me, he say, you a welder, man, come on. You got to show me something, boy. You ain't no welder, man. That's a white man job. I said, what? I said, man, I need a job. I ain't got nothing right now for you, but check back with me later. I said, okay. I went back again. I met a white guy going in the office, and I told him to say, excuse me. I said, I'm a welder. I'm looking for a job. Said, you a welder? Yeah. He said, man, I need a welder. He said, give me that number. Said, go to Monroe. Get in the union. I said, I don't know about you. Tell them I told you. Name is Russell. I went there, me and Sister John drove all the way to Monroe. Didn't know where I was going. Got there, the man signed me up, got back on the job. On the Monday morning, the man told me, say, be there Monday morning for safety meeting. And black guy walked up to me and say, hey, Hoss, I ain't doing no hiring right now. White man said, leave him alone. He worked for me now. Got in that job, I showed him what I can do. Then he wanted me to cross over on his side. So you didn't want me when I wanted to work for you. Now you want me because I'm doing good. See, not all white people are bad. Some of your own can be bad too. And because of that white man who showed me to get in the union, I stayed in the union for some years and I retired out the union with benefit. It wasn't because of the black man, because of the white man with benefit, huh? And now, it's cashed in now. Ain't God's good? What I'm trying to tell us, don't blame them. Sometimes we hurt our own self. Some of our own people don't want to see us climb up the ladder because they're jealous. I'm not jealous of nobody. If I can help you along the way, I help you along the way. Not going to hurt you. The third thing we need to look at. For they stood before God's throne and the Lamb. No doubt they had been rejected on earth. Have anybody been rejected on earth? Huh? For they stood for truth. At that time when lies were popular and Satan was in charge. Amen? That white robes in